You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's former finance minister, Matthias Cormann, has taken the helm of the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, its first new chief in 15 years. The 50-year-old, who was elected in March of this year, was inaugurated on June the 1st, becoming the first person from the Asia-Pacific region to lead the 37-nation organisation. Mr. Cormann succeeded Angel Gurria as Secretary General of the OECD and was handed over the key of the Paris-based institution. Mr. Gurria told Mr. Cormann the key was a fragile one.
This key can unlock the most pressing global challenges. It's a fragile key, but Matthias, it's a powerful key.
During his inauguration speech, Mr. Cormann said he wants to drive and promote global leadership and ambitions and effective actions on climate change.
There are many specific issues and challenges we must address through an effective and balanced approach to multilateralism. We must help maximize the strength of the economic recovery in the wake of COVID-19 through strong, sustainable, cleaner, more inclusive growth. We must drive and promote global leadership on ambitious and effective action on climate change to achieve global net zero emissions as soon as possible, but no later than 2050.
Mr. Cormann also vowed to finalize the multilateral approach to digital taxation and the effective international taxation arrangements that apply to large multinational companies. During his first press conference as Secretary General, Mr. Cormann said that he feels quietly optimistic about reaching an agreement on the taxation of multinational companies. Asked whether he thought an agreement on corporate tax could be reached before year end, Mr. Cormann said the possibility was greater this year than last year.
I think that we are in a much better position than we were towards the end of last year, and I'm quietly optimistic that with the level of goodwill that was demonstrated by all during the meeting today, if we can continue to carry that forward, that there will be an opportunity for a sensible consensus in relation to this.
In October, the global economic watchdog had proposed an overhaul of international tax rules to make sure big tech companies pay their dues and warned that failure to adopt it would make the economic recovery from COVID-19 harder. The OECD has been trying to find a compromise among more than 135 countries on digital taxes, spurred by long-standing demands from France and other EU nations for US digital giants like Amazon and Google to pay their fair share. The US, however, has resisted. Asked whether an OECD ministerial council meeting had discussed the possibility of suspending pharmaceutical companies' intellectual property rights on coronavirus vaccines they had developed, Mr. Cormann told reporters that there were other priorities.
Now, in terms of how best ensure that we can guarantee a rollout of the vaccine on a worldwide basis, there are many other issues that are more important than the issue that you've mentioned, and in particular, making sure that we have effective production and distribution mechanisms in place. I mean, that there are more important aspects to this issue to ensure that we meet the objective, I think, that we all share, and that is the widest possible distribution of the anti-COVID vaccine all around the world.
The OECD says the global economic rebound from the pandemic has picked up speed but remains uneven across countries and faces multiple headwinds, including the lack of vaccines in poorer nations. Relief and stimulus measures in the more developed world have done much to get the economy through the pandemic recession and back on the path of growth. The OECD forecasts global output would rise 5.8%, raising its forecast from 4.8% during its previous outlook in December. This year's predicted rebound follows last year's contraction of 3.5% and would be the fastest since 1973. OECD Chief Economist Lawrence Boone said that economic prospects have improved considerably in recent months.
The prospects for the global economy have improved considerably in recent months, and the outlook is brightening. So we have revised up our growth projections for 2021 to the highest growth rate since 1973. And that's thanks to progress in vaccination, economies coping better with restrictions, massive fiscal and monetary support.
But although the OECD said that most of the world would reach pre-pandemic levels of output by the end of 2022, it cautioned that this is far from enough. It said that would still leave the global economy below the level it would have reached without the pandemic. The OECD listed several threats to the recovery, including lack of vaccines in poorer countries that have fewer resources for relief efforts. Earlier this month, U.S. President Joe Biden threw his support behind waiving intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines, bowing to mounting pressure from Democratic lawmakers and more than 100 other countries, but angering pharmaceutical companies. Mr. Cormann said the Biden administration's approach to a global minimum corporate tax has become a game changer and that he is optimistic consensus will be found.
You know, I think the approaches taken by the Biden administration in relation to this issue have been a game changer. You know, clearly there are a lot of you know, conversations are still on the way. You know, you don't ever get too far ahead of yourself, but I'm quietly optimistic.
Mr. Cormann's mandate as chief requires he also look into expanding the OECD reach in Asia and the Pacific region, as well as in the African continent.
We must continue to seize the opportunities of the exciting digital transformation of our economies, while also being very focused on better managing the risks that come with digitalization of our economies. We must promote market-based policies in a rules-based international order and strengthen the outreach of the OECD into the Asia-Pacific and, yes, into Africa.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.